Some 20% of Americans are affected by tinnitus, a ringing or buzzing in one or both ears. It's especially common in older people, and it's a side effect of long-haul COVID. When WBUR commentator Julie Wittes-Schlack first developed the condition, she thought the sound in her ears at night was the hum of power lines outside her bedroom window. Now, she's thinking about the relationship between the cacophony in her brain and the world.
I developed a high-pitched hum in my right ear about 4 years ago. So now I listen to music, stories, and nature sounds to help mask the whine. Sometimes I fall asleep to country campfire or crackling fireplace. Other times I go for a variation on rain. Heavy rain, light rain. Rain on trees is the most nuanced, though. I imagine the digitally recorded drops as big and fat, bombarding stiff, broad leaves. Some people like industrial noise. Lawnmower, clothes dryer, stock car racing. Those sounds don't take me where I want to be, but distant pounding surf does. When I hear the gush of water against rocks, I see my sun-buttered daughters of 30 years ago plopping their feet into puddles on the sand. With rain on tent, I can burrow into the backside of the same man with whom I spent buggy, hungry nights on Georgian Bay and Lake Huron. But maybe it's not about where these sounds take me, but to when. Back in my camping days, I couldn't imagine that I would become a pillow fusser, a thermostat adjuster, a Medicare recipient. Conventional wisdom used to be that tinnitus was caused by small breaks in the cilia of the inner ear. Occasionally, random electrical signals leaked through that the brain would then interpret as sound. But recently, researchers have found that chronic tinnitus is related to changes in the brain that cause us to stay more at attention and less at rest. What keeps me up at night is hypervigilance. It's a condition Twitter and Trump generated and the pandemic made worse. Tinnitus is real, but it's also a metaphor for the age we are staggering through. If this era had a sound, it would be a screeching fan belt, a semi-automatic weapon, a car alarm in the middle of the night. It would be a leaf blower run by a malicious neighbor even when there are no leaves on the ground. It's no wonder I turn to thunderstorm, hail, or wind in cave. But I don't want to dampen the hum of my own brain with a manufactured wall of waves and chimes. I want to wave off the self-generated din and usher in what is real but not frightening. I want to sleep and wake in a world where a more porous boundary between out there and in here will produce lovelier sounds.
Julie Wittes-Schlack is a contributor to WBUR's Ideas and Opinion page and the author of This All-at-Onceness. Read her essay and thousands of others by visiting WBUR.org.